Carol Brown, being a guest on the show. Isn't it nice when you can say that? We've had some great people over the past couple of years, haven't we? Hot Chocolate started with a kiss. It's 8 minutes past nine. Shane O'Connor with your BBC Radio Derby. So we're going to tell you all about this, why the 6th of January is the best day. If you're going to make a resolution, or you're going to decide to change your life, or make that life-changing step, you're going to do something, today's the best day, and we're going to find out why in a little while. We'll also be talking to a man who, well, I didn't realise, he's the best-selling audio hypnotherapist in the, well, certainly in the UK. His name's Glenn Harold, and he'll be joining us on the show, and we've got some of his tapes to give away. So if you fancy one of those, stay listening. I've been letting you down. Coldplay and Talk. 19 minutes past nine, Shane O'Connor with you on BBC Radio Derby. We're going to find out a little bit later on why the 6th of January is the best day to change your life. Well, that's what one lady thinks, and she'll be joining us a bit later on. But my next guest kind of thinks, well, any day is a good day to change your life, because he's produced a range of audio CDs to help you do it. He is the best-selling audio therapist in the UK, and he joins us on the line this morning. Glenn Harold, good morning to you.
Hello there, Shane.
You must be a very wealthy man, then. Has this made you a rich man?
Well, I have written a book called Create Wealth and Abundance, so...
Which you obviously read.
Yeah, I have read, yeah.
As well as writing it. You wrote it and then read it, did you, really?
I wrote it and read it, and it made me rich.
What is this? Is there a secret? Because, I mean, we've got the titles to give away, actually, and we'll probably do six winners this morning. So we've got, you've written, or you've got audio therapy for relaxing sleep, for building your motivation, for quitting smoking, overcoming stress, creative meditation, and weight loss.
Yeah.
Do they all follow the same kind of pattern, Glenn, do they?
In simple terms, they do. I tend to use certain sounds and techniques to guide the listener into a very deeply relaxed state. And when they're in that relaxed state, then I give them lots of suggestions to help them, you know, lose weight, or whatever the title of the subject is, to help them achieve their goals. And when you absorb the suggestions in that deeply relaxed state, it's much more powerful, and they tend to be lasting, and, you know, then it becomes easy to eat healthy food and to exercise, whereas if you just say it to yourself consciously, it's not something that is easy to change that pattern of behaviour.
Previous to packing in smoking, I would have said, I've never heard such a load of old codswallop in my entire life.
Right.
And then I used a DVD, a hypnosis DVD by a well-known man. I'm sure you know who we're talking about.
I think I do.
And I thought, oh, well, I'll try. Do you know what? I was that desperate to pack England, I'd have tried anything. If somebody said, you know, look, you're going to have to stick a needle through the side of your head, I'd have probably had to go at that as well.
Yeah.
And I tried it, and I thought, well, I don't know whether it works, but it makes me feel a little bit better. I know I feel relaxed after it and all the rest of it. And I didn't know whether I was dropping off or whether I was actually being sort of put under.
Yeah.
Until I left it on when I wasn't actually sort of paying attention to it, and found a whole section in the middle that I'd never really heard.
Right.
But kind of sounded familiar. And it kind of really freaked me out, I've got to be honest. So, I mean, as far as you're concerned, I'm guessing, that, I mean, this stuff works, does it? This really gets into your subconscious.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a very subtle thing. You know, sometimes you listen to the recording and you don't necessarily feel that you're in, you know, any different states, but it's not till afterwards that you realise that, you know, you don't want that cigarette, or you don't want that cream bun, or whatever. You know, you feel completely differently towards, you know, food or whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So, you know, when the suggestions are in your unconscious, it becomes that much easier for you to change the patterns of behaviour that have been holding you back.
But as a hypnotherapist, it must surely be better for you to have the subject sat there in front of you. I mean, there must be an element of, it is second best, isn't it, having one of these audio tapes or CDs?
It can be, yeah. It depends on the problem. I mean, if somebody's got a fear of flying, then, you know, the flying title is brilliant at helping them to break out that pattern of behaviour, because it's very straightforward. You know, you just need to feel relaxed when you're on the plane, and, you know, not let the anxiety run away. So a recording works as good as any one-to-one session. I mean, the only difference is if somebody's got a specific fear from an incident in their past that caused the anxiety in the first place.
Yeah.
Then you need to work one-to-one with them.
Is there any danger in any of these? I mean, will they unearth things that from your subconscious that perhaps you didn't want to unearth, and therefore give you other problems, as it were?
Yeah, not on the recordings, because You know, I purposely made them very safe. That was my first requirement, to make them completely safe.
How do you do that? How do you make them safe? Is it
just the suggestions. You know, I script them very carefully before I record them.
Right.
You know, and I saw, you know, thousands of clients one-to-one before I actually started making the recordings. And to date, I've sold 400,000 of the CDs, so, and we've never had a single problem, so it kind of tells me that I did make them safe,
yeah.
You know. But I also wanted to make them effective as well. I didn't just want to make, you know, sort of bland tapes. I've used certain frequencies and sound that induce certain states. And they do work for most people most of the time.
Where did you learn all of this? I mean, did you start out on the road as a one-to-one hypnotherapist? Is that what you started or intended to do?
Yeah, I did. I trained with the British School of Clinical Hypnosis in London, did a 2-year diploma there, and then I built a private practice, and I saw lots and lots of clients one-to-one. But before that, I was a musician, and I had a recording studio.
You were in a punk band, weren't you?
Well, when I was a kid, yeah, when I was, like, in my teens.
I'm sorry.
We were called the Vagrants.
Yeah.
And we had a brief taste of fame, but so that background, and I went on, you know, into recording studios after that, and so having that combination of the hypnotherapy skills and the technical side in the recording studio enabled me to make good quality recordings.
What is it about the I don't know, perhaps the music world? It's just, I'm just thinking, Paul McKenna, his background was in radio, wasn't it? He was a radio presenter. You're a musician.
Yeah.
This kind of broadcast recording, this kind of background kind of draws people into hypnotherapy. What is that? What's that all about, do you know?
I suppose it's, for me, it was a fascination with the power of the mind, because, you know, I used to read a lot of books on it, and, you know, if I got nervous before going on stage, I'd use certain techniques, you know, that I later discovered were, I was using self-hypnosis.
Right.
But I used to relax myself and visualize performing well, being positive and that kind of thing. So I was kind of using it a long time before I realized what I was actually doing, if you know what I mean.
And these, I mean, the one-to-one session I'm talking about, hypnotherapy I'm talking about here now, is that very much a performance as well? I guess it is, isn't it, to a degree?
Not so much as the kind of stage stuff you see on TV from time to time.
Yes.
That's very much about entertainment and, you know, what I do, I prefer to use it purely to, you know, to help people and to, you know, to heal, you know, to help them overcome phobias, fears, anxieties. You know, I really get a kick out of hearing that someone's lost, you know, a load of weight and they feel good, and or they've overcome a big fear. You know, it's very rewarding to be able to do that. And I get emails from all over the world now, you know, people saying that they've achieved a lifetime goal just through using the CDs. So
if we had this conversation, oh, I don't know, 10-15 years ago, I'd have been asking you questions like, what do you think of stage hypnosis and making people think they're a chicken and eating onions and thinking they're apples and that kind of thing. Now I suppose the question is, what do you think of people like Darren Brown who get people to go and rob banks and stuff like that now?
Wow.
I mean, is that doing your industry a harm or a good?
Well, the way I think, Darren Brown's a very, very talented guy. I mean, he's kind of out on his own, you know, and I think, you know, he does present the show, and he did say at the end of that show that was on the other night that he took away all the suggestions that he planted in the first place. And I think that's the most important thing with that kind of entertainment show, is that, you know, if you're giving people suggestions and setting them up to do certain things, then you've got to take those suggestions away at the very end of it. I mean, I myself have never worked along those lines. As I say, I've just preferred to give people, you know, entirely positive stuff that stays with them and helps and heals them. You know, that's really where I'm coming from.
I just wondered, you don't see that it does you any harm as an industry, you know, whether you think that people worry about things like that. They think, you know, I'm going to go and quit smoking, I'm going to go and see a hypnotherapist, and I'm going to come away being a bank robber, and they're going to make me do things I don't want to do. Do you know what I mean?
I know, it was a very powerful show, wasn't it? I think at the end of the day, he says that he doesn't actually use hypnosis, but he does use certain psychological techniques that, you know, I would say cross over into hypnosis. And I think, you know, any publicity is better than no publicity, but I always, whenever I worked one-to-one with people, I always explained exactly the difference between that kind of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, which is using hypnosis as a therapeutic tool rather than using it as, you know, something to entertain and that kind of thing. So I think it creates a bit of a misconception as to what hypnotherapy is all about. But, you know, I think it also makes people aware of how powerful it is, you know, and how it, if it's used in a positive way, how, you know, you can achieve almost anything.
I'm waiting for the other side of the coin, which is somebody appearing in court and saying, Darren Brown made me do it. I think that's the other, that's the one we got. We've got that to look forward to, haven't we?
He is walking a thin line at all.
Yeah. So I met Darren Brown once, and that's probably why I did it, my lud. That's what it is. Yeah. Listen, we're fast running out of time, and we were talking about the weight loss and the building motivation and the packing in the fangs and all of that kind of thing. And you think, yeah, they're pretty straightforward, pretty obvious ones, I suppose. But relaxing sleep, I think, is a title that you brought out that you think, yeah, you can understand where you're coming from with that one. Did you canvas opinion and say to people, look, what are the things that trouble you? What do you want to do? What are you having problems with?
I kind of looked back to when I was, you know, seeing people. I used to see 6 clients a day, 5 days a week. Mm. And I looked at the most common problems that people were having. And the first titles I made were the ones that covered those issues. And the sleep issue is a major problem, you know, for a lot of people, because we live such busy, stressful lives. Mm. And, you know, you go to bed at night and then suddenly you've got to try and switch off completely. And a lot of people struggle with that. You know, so I made this recording that helps them to take their thoughts into a different realm and to guide them down into a much more relaxed state, and so that they're not, you know, their head's not full of stuff, and it's then much easier for them to take the next step and to drift off into sleep.
As a final point, why are you so successful? Do you know? Is it because you read your own book?
maybe that's what it is.
No, what is it? I mean, you sold nearly 500,000.
Yeah.
Of you know these audio CDs, and I just think, why you? Why are you so successful? Why are you the best selling?
I suppose I wanted to make tapes that, you know, I put a lot of care into the recordings. You know, I tend to write a script and then I'll look through it a couple of times and I'll really refine it and hone it, and then I'll go into the recording studio and spend a lot of time getting the whole recording as good as I possibly can, and then, you know, I put them out on the shelves in the shops and they tend to sell. So I think it's just putting a lot of love and care into what I do.
The more effort you put in, the more you get out, I guess. Listen, it's fascinating to talk to you. You keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks, Shane.
And I guess we'll talk again soon. Glenn Harrell, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Take good care. Glenn Harrell, they've got the whole set here. We're going to give them away. I think we'll have 6 winners. We'll do it that way this morning. I'll tell you how. After Gladys Knight.